106.5 Mountain FM, it's Rob Murray, Tanya Faubert, and joined in studio now by our brand new MLA, Cam Westhead. How you doing?
I'm very well.
Big congratulations on winning this Banff Cochrane riding. That must have been a pretty exciting night for you. Can you take us through Tuesday night?
The atmosphere at the party that I was at was electric. You know, all the hard work that we had put into this really paid off. We gave Albertans a true alternative to a PC government, and ultimately they chose our party instead. We have a great leader, and we've got a great platform that people find reflects their values. All that hard work has paid off.
I can imagine you were watching the provincial leaders debate, like game seven of a playoff. So when Notley was killing it, you were probably like, yeah, jumping out of your chair. What was the moment where you thought, hey, you know, this could actually happen. We could have this orange sweep and I might actually win this riding.
Right off the get-go from the leaders debate, Rachel was killing it. And, you know, I think the math is difficult part was a bit of a turning point for people. You know, Rachel took it in stride and that's the kind of leader that she is.
Have you had a chance to look at any of the poll results for the riding?
I believe I was about 43% of the popular vote and did pretty well, and it was a clear mandate from the voters.
The incumbent Ron Casey with the PCs only actually took 3 polls out of 84. That is a huge change from 3 years ago.
You're from Bray Creek, that's where you live now, but you have some history in Canmore. You lived here for a number of years, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. I lived here from 07 to 2011.
You probably got a fairly good understanding of some of the local issues we face. Banff Cochrane is a huge riding and there's so many different issues here, but yeah. What are some of the issues that you think really matter to people living in Canmore Banff?
Well, I know flood mitigation is a bit of an issue here. I've been reading some things with mitigation measures at Cougar Creek that town council has been looking at, so that's something that the provincial government may have a role to support that. I also have heard some concerns about bow hunting. I know it's sort of a small local issue for that area, but it's a public safety issue and it's something that deserves another look too.
That would be Larch Island area in the provincial park.
That's right.
And that came up at council as well, and really a recognition that there's nothing locally the municipal government can do. It really is a provincial issue.
Yeah. And some people have contacted me too about the Larch redevelopment area. You know, I think there's a bit of a role for the provincial government from what I'm understanding in regards to changing the designation of the land use. But that's something I need to learn more about. And I'm keen to get to work and learn all about those issues.
And how does that work, getting to work? I mean, have you met with Rachel and the rest of the caucus yet? And what's the learning curve here? I mean, you're a brand new rookie MLA.
Well, we have our first caucus meeting tomorrow in Government House in Edmonton. We had a conference call last night just to sort of get us all on the same page. And I'm kind of a political junkie, and we've gotten our orientation packages. It's about a 100-page document of all the rules of parliamentary procedure, and I eat that stuff up. I was so excited to get that stuff, and you know, making motions and member statements and all those kind of things. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to get into this. And it's so great to get my hands on that material and get started right away.
What's the energy around the caucus right now? I guess you haven't all been in the same room together, but even just with that conference call, like what are people feeling in the party right now? Yeah.
You know, it's just a buzz. People are so excited, feel like we've gained the trust of Albertans. They've given us a strong mandate, and you know, we have a lot of work to do because the PCs kind of left the province in a bit of a mess. There's a lot of priorities that need to be fixed, and we're going to get to them as soon as we can.
From the other side of it too, and especially with some online comments, I think there's still fear about what the NDP could possibly do, maybe based on records from other places. What do you say to those people?
Sometimes those types of things, they can be self-fulfilling prophecies, and we don't want to see that happen. We know we're here to work collaboratively with all our business and energy partners. We know that having a strong economy is essential to our province. You know, we don't want those negative comments to come true. We're going to get to work. We're going to work with those business partners and energy industry because we know how important that is to the community and to the province as a whole.
What's the most ridiculous thing you've heard? It could also be like a clever headline. I think I've seen like orange is the new blue at least 5 times.
There was a great cartoon in one of the local papers, but it was, you know, how we have the fire danger hazard. Well, they replaced the fire danger hazard with the political parties, and it says now that Bow Valley is currently at
orange.
NDP.
Yeah, that would be our fabulous cartoonist Patrick LaMontagne, Cartoon Inc. For the Outlook. Yeah.
That was the thing that grabbed my attention the most, because when I was driving around the constituency, I did see the fire signs and they were at orange.
Yeah.
And I thought, hey, that's a
That's totally
a great sign.
How can people in this riding get a hold of you if they have any questions, concerns, anything that they want you to bring
forward?
One
question is where your constituency office is going to be located.
Yeah, great questions. At the moment, I don't have an official legislature your email. So I've just been using the campaign email that I've had, cam4ndp@gmail.com, and that's a number 4 in the middle. I do have a Facebook site. I'm on Twitter. As far as the office goes, we haven't gotten to that point in making decisions yet. Yeah. I know rural constituencies sometimes have a little bit more money to have offices in different parts of the constituency. So that's something I'm going to be looking into, potentially having more than one office. But I don't want to make any promises right now. Definitely, that's one of the first things we need to get set up.
When do you get sworn in?
I believe it's around May 26th. Mm-hmm. No date's been set, but there's sort of a mandatory period following the election for any types of appeals or that kind of thing that need to expire before we get sworn in.
Cam Westhead, the new MLA for Banff Cochrane. Again, congratulations on being elected, and we're looking forward to working with you for the next likely 4 years here.
Well, thank you. You too.